The true act of confession lies in this phrase. And I split it into two parts. Number one, wash your hands, you sinners. Number two, purify your heart, you double-minded. What does the Bible mean by wash your hands, you sinners? Now, what is hands? What do you do with your hands? You do the act of sin with your hands. You get what I mean? So hand simply means living the act itself. So wash your hands, you sinners, means live your life of sin. Live it today. Live your pornography. Live your rebellious act. Live your nightlife. Live whatever sins you are engaging in. Live it now. If you know it doesn't please the Lord, live it today. Even if you may fall into it tomorrow. But today, as you hear the word of God, live it today. Live it now. You get what I mean? Even if I fall the next moment, Lord, I'm going to trust your grace and seek your mercy now by wanting to live. That's sin. Number two, purify your hearts. You double-minded. What does that mean? Now, the thing about the heart is, as I've said, it is something that cannot be controlled. And we know most of the sins, in fact, all sins come from the heart. For instance, a grievous heart, a bitter heart, a prideful heart, a lustful heart, a covetous heart. It's all about this heart, you know? You can't stop yourself from thinking about what is hateful, what is lustful, what is angry. I can't stop my heart from dwelling in those things. But do you know that the fundamental of your heart is not that? The fundamental problem of your heart is double-mindedness. That's why the scripture says, purify your hearts, you double-minded. What is double-minded? Now listen carefully. Double-minded meaning, as simple as it sounds, meaning you have two minds. Or as if you have two souls. So you with one mind, you pretend to be something, but with another mind, you actually meant otherwise. What do you call this? A hypocrite. You get what I mean? You pretended to love the Lord, but actually, with another mind, you love the world. You pretended with one mind to be listening to the word of God, but with another mind, actually, you intend to live the way you want. You give your tithes. Yeah, I'm a tithe giver here. But with another mind in it, you say, I'm not going to trust God with the rest of my money, okay? The rest of the money is mine. The intent of that heart meant hypocrisy. And I've always had parents coming to me and say, Pastor, please pray for my child, you know. You're asking the Lord to help your child. The thing is, God has listened to that. And God will want to help your child. But somehow, if you harbor the intention, God, please help my child the way I want him to be. That's double-mindedness. Don't you realize that? That's hypocrisy. Having two minds, as if in two souls. And by doing that, you know that you are not struggling with sins. You are not struggling with the love of the world. Which if you are, you will find mercy from the God. And over here, God is extending two calls to us. Number one, he is calling sinners to live their life of sin. And second, he's calling hypocrites to come to God with one mind, with one heart. You get what I mean? That is what it meant by purify your hearts.